morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, since we started our show in September of 2000, we've been bringing in live guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. How are you doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
Great. We have an exciting show for you again. Our guest actually has been on our show before, almost two years ago, September 30th, show number 4, if you want to check that out on our website. He is from Utah, and we also have his son on our show as well.
Yeah, James brought his son to me. Both of them get 2 treatments in California. The problem is failure to thrive. You know what happens when you get a kid that's not growing? What do you do? Let's interview James. I think we got him on the phone now.
Yes, both of them on the line.
Can we get them both on the line?
Yes, Dr. Tong, I'm here.
Hi, James. Is Kevin there too?
Yep.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Welcome to our show, both of you. First, let's have James. Why don't you tell us where you're from and what you do?
James?
Yes, I'm from Utah.
Can you speak a little louder?
Yes, I'm from Utah. Uh-huh.
Okay. And what do you do? You're basically independently wealthy.
I'm self-employed.
Yes.
Recruiter and a person that promotes nutritional products.
Recruiter and retired. Yes.
And before you came to see Dr. Tong, let's recap.
Summarize what happened to you, what did I do for you, and how did you find us, and so forth.
Well, it's actually a pretty amazing story because originally I was having all sorts of problems in the digestive area, and I was diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome.
Okay.
And I went to all the doctors and had all the x-rays, and they checked my stomach and colon and everything, and basically they said they couldn't do anything for me except for come back in 4 years and they'll give me a bunch of prescription medicine.
Mm.
So they gave me a prescription, but I never filled it, and happened to go down to California on vacation, and I was watching TV one night, and I saw Dr. Tong on a talk show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked him up in the phone book the next morning, gave a call, and they actually got into the office that same day and met with him, talked to him, and then had a treatment that same day. And not to get too personal, but the amazing part of that story is I would go sometimes 2 weeks without a bowel movement.
Mm.
With that treatment from Dr. Tong that very day, I got the treatment about 11 o'clock in the morning. I was at the store. I had to run to the men's room. I've been perfectly fine ever since, as far as being regular.
Wow.
I do not give you a laxative. That was just connecting your energy back to your body. You had no laxative. That, you better make that clear, right?
But yeah, that was no laxative, no medicines, nothing. Just treatment from Dr. Tong, and that was fantastic. And then during the 2 week period I was on vacation, I kept getting treatments.
Mm-hmm.
The amazing part of this story is that I was going on a weekly basis to a massage therapist, and before I went on vacation, she said, "You're really messed up," was her exact words to me. When I got back after the 2 weeks of treatment, she just absolutely couldn't believe all my knots were gone in my legs and my back and my shoulders, and she was just absolutely...
She also had this machine, this computer machine that can document scientifically.
Of a lady here, the machine's from Germany, and what it does is you just sit there, and she puts a little harness around your head where it has just touches your skin. It doesn't hurt you or puncture the skin. It just touches the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Has little sensors on your head, your wrist, and your ankles.
Okay.
And what it does is it goes through all your acupuncture points and checks out your entire body from your heart, liver, kidney, and so forth. It's absolutely amazing, and it's extremely accurate.
Mm-hmm.
You determine your protein deficiency.
FDA regulated, by the way, the machine that she uses is FDA regulated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I went into her also about 3 weeks before and showed all my different issues and problems. And when I went back, she was absolutely amazed as well. She couldn't believe that. She says, "Well, it's always nice to hear that a treatment actually works." Those are her exact words.
Right.
Wonderful. This is when you first came to see Dr. Tong, right?
That's when I first came to Dr. Tong.
And when was this?
About 7 years ago.
Wow, 7 years ago.
And how much problem you have now compared to before you had my first treatment?
Well, there's no comparison. I mean, I feel better. My stress, you know, also Dr. Tong gave me a lot of advice as well along with the treatment. And part of it is just eating better, keeping my stress down. And those type of things also help my lifestyle be much more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
But from a health standpoint, I'm doing fantastic.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Your shots are not painful anymore. You keep saying you're not like that before. I couldn't find painful spots.
My entire stomach area was like a solid rock.
Yeah, but now it's different. Yeah.
It's very soft and normal. And
right.
You know, I'm very happy with the results. Plus, I think we probably prevented some other issues that would have come to pass as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And how often do you get treatments from Dr. Tong?
Once in a blue moon.
And originally, I mean, I was in bad shape. And so I came in for those 2 weeks worth originally, which was about three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came back for like once a month for probably 6 months.
Okay.
Yes.
And then I missed years.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then I didn't come in. I came in last year. And I came in this year. So I've been trying to come in about once a year at least.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you need that.
So.
No, you're too far away. I don't think you need that.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I think as long as you eat right, you know, Utah, I think the food is probably a little better than California. The air is better. So you probably don't need to see me that often.
Mm-hmm. Well, once a year, you can come here for vacation.
Yeah, I like to see you. You know, you're a good friend. You know? Well, let's talk about your son, because that's what you're so happy about.
Well, I'm absolutely excited. Do you want to talk to him, or do you want me to tell him?
Why don't you tell your story first, then we'll talk to Kevin.
Yeah, then we'll talk to Kevin.
Okay. Well, what happened is he's a cross-country runner and also a track runner. He's 15 now, and approximately 6 months ago, he started getting all these leg pains and aches and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And so we took him, and we're also, he's a very small child, and so we were getting kind of concerned, so we took him to the doctor. The doctor sent us up to the Primary Children's Hospital in Salt Lake City, and we took him to an endocrinologist, and we asked everybody, you know, what about his leg pains? He was having these spasms and so forth, not able to run, and he wasn't feeling well, had no energy in his legs and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, well, we can check his, you know, why he's not growing, but we can't do anything about, you know, the leg spasms or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't know what it is. And so I didn't like that answer. And so the next day, we got a flight to California. I took him down to Dr. Tong, and the results was amazing. And I think Kevin might want to tell that part. I don't know.
Well, actually, you might want to say something. I think I treated him one time a year ago.
Right. December.
December.
He was having some different leg pains and so forth. Not real dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Tong gave him a treatment, and he ran great and felt great. And then
one treatment only.
And then this year,
two.
He came in. We did two treatments in a row, and the results were just unbelievable.
Okay, why don't we have Kevin talk about it, and we'll talk about his failure to thrive afterwards. Kevin?
Hello?
Is Kevin there?
Uh-huh.
Yes, can you tell us, can you tell us how did you feel before my two treatments, and how do you feel now?
Oh, I felt terrible. I mean, one track meet, I was very close to breaking 5 minutes in a mile. So that was my goal that race, and I just felt terrible. I mean, I was running the worst I've ever run that track meet, so just kind of like, oh, well, I took a break for a while, just running easy. I came to a big meet, and I still had the same problems. It was even worse.
What was the problem? The leg pain or what?
Oh, yeah, just terrible leg pain throughout my whole legs. I just felt like I didn't have any energy. And like, I just couldn't push myself. I couldn't run like I...
Like no stamina, right?
Yeah, like I used to. And my breathing was fine, it was just my legs.
Okay, okay.
Terrible, terrible pain throughout the whole leg.
Yeah, how long after you went before the leg pain occur?
How long?
Yeah, how long would you run? 5 minutes, 3 minutes, 10 minutes?
Like, when did it start?
What?
When you first
started doing an exercise, Kevin, did the leg pain start within a minute or two, or in the middle of your run, or?
That would start immediately.
Oh, start immediately. That's not fun for a long runner like you.
Yeah. So I wasn't running very far either. So I mean, I was getting out of shape too. So it was just terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what happened after the two treatment? You got I think a week or two ago.
Yeah, after the treatments, I actually went to a cross-country camp with my team, and I ran awesome. I mean...
Awesome.
I ran great. I mean, I wasn't even close to being one of the top people on the team, and now I'm top 10.
Wow. What exciting.
I won awards at the camp.
Wow.
For running, and I just... It was unbelievable.
Yeah, tell them about the real thing. There's a race called the Real Thing. It's at 8,000 feet altitude.
Wow.
And it's 4 miles uphill, and I actually beat my time by 6 minutes.
Wow. That's exciting. Yes. Well,
he says top 10, Dr. Tom, on this team. They're 6-time national champs.
Wow.
Very, very good team.
That's exciting. That before you could not, your pain started right away. And then now, after only two treatments, you turn like this. This is amazing.
There's no pain anymore or spasms when you run?
No, nothing.
Fantastic.
Now, what else? Now, since he can't see you often, what else do you advise him? Obviously, his diet, right?
Very good question. Okay. After the first treatment, he was better, but he did not, neither of you listen to what I talk about diet. Okay. Not to scold you, but then most patients do not listen. Sometimes me either. No, you get off a track. Okay, one of the most important things for him is too much sugar. Sugar affects the spleen. The spleen controls the muscles, and most of the problem here was that the muscle were not getting the good circulation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I just open the channels, get the energy in, and the circulation will open. So he was able to run in higher altitude when the oxygen tension was lower, but all the circulation were open. Okay, this is the same thing that connect to the part that he was not growing. He was not growing because the diet was wrong. Everything was wrong in this country. I hope we saw some time to compare our lifestyle with that of Europe. Okay, but in any case though, so your fear about he will not be growing would be totally, right now, no fear. He will grow. I think he may need a couple more, two or three at the most, okay? And you stay on the diet, he will grow like as tall as you. And your father is pretty tall. And you don't need, like you called me last couple of days ago, 5-hour blood test. What are the tests for? What are all the different tests? You waste your time, you're a busy man. I mean, there's better thing for a grown boy to do than to sit around for 5 hours, and after all the tests, all they can tell you is what more is wrong with you in a microscopic level, so the microscopic symptoms. You need to know what caused it. The root cause has to do with your diet, okay? The physiological cause has to do with mind-body blockage, Okay, so if you don't know about the energy system, mind system, you'll never be able to fix the problem. And all you hear is that somewhere wrong with the hormone, somewhere wrong, something more wrong with the blood, and so forth. All you hear is more symptoms, but you never know how to fix it. So you don't even need to go to do the test. I can assure you, 95%, 98%, he will grow. And that's why you're so happy.
Have
okay?
you done any of the blood tests for him, James? Or?
Well, we did an original blood test at the Primary Children's, and mm-hmm. it had come back where the numbers were low in the hormone growth area.
So it was normal, right?
And what did
it was all normal, about 50 points.
So what did they propose to do as a treatment?
Well, then they said what they'll do is they'll give you a five-hour test. And my big concern was is during this five-hour test, they also give you some drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want those drugs to do blockage to the Dr. Tong's treatment was my biggest concern.
That's right, okay.
Right.
You want to...
Then after that, then they decide if they'll give you hormones or not.
Okay, two things, okay? Number one, you never want to keep a system, like a living system, either a body or family or business, okay? Something that you never uses, okay? And something that disrupts function. You don't want to do that. You want to restore function, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You want to enhance function. You want to find out how the system works and then help it. Not to get something to suppress symptoms and to disrupt the function. The second thing is that if the body is producing something, it failed to produce something, you don't want to import it from outside. If you're not getting growth hormone, not getting thyroid hormone, don't take it from the outside. Take it from the outside, then your thyroid gland will never work.
Right, it'll atrophy the organs that you have.
Don't take hormone therapy. You know, you can see all the big good news. I mean, the news now, the hormone therapy no good. They'll find good and bad, never come up with anything that's definite to you.
So how are you feeling now, Kevin?
Oh, I'm feeling great. James, it's been awesome. Now it's a blast to run now because I have no more problems anymore.
Great, you know, I think your father even feel better, because I talked to him.
Dr. Tong, since your treatment, I've been doing a lot of homework trying to figure out, you know, can he take, like, fruit sugar, like fructose, or, you know, like when you read something on a label?
Yes. At this point, I'll even minimize the things that are too sweet, until he got all balanced out. When he got all balanced out and he's being strong, then you can eat all the food, including sweet one, as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I would even avoid...
Sugar, what you're saying.
Yeah, banana and watermelon, honeydew, and so forth. Okay? Eat something more like citrus, more bitter and more sour. He'll get to like those. And
like oranges? Or
yeah. Mm-hmm. When he like those, he'll like less sweets.
Right.
Okay, the taste will change.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It's wonderful talking to you again, as always.
Yes.
And you're in Utah, is that correct?
That's right.
And will you be coming back soon, or?
Yes, we're going to try to come back in probably...
2 or 3 months. 2 months, maybe. Yeah. One treatment, and then maybe 6 months. Then you probably don't need my treatment anymore.
And Kevin, thank you also for talking to us. He's at work now, I understand.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, but good luck to you with your running and everything.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, and have a great week. Have a great weekend, James.
Thank you, and thank you, Dr. Tong.
You are welcome.
And we appreciate your dedication to better health.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. If you think this story is incredible, check out our website, because every week we have stories like this for the past almost 2 years. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, we have a caller, B from Ventura. Can we get B on the line?
Yes.
Good
Hello.
Morning, B.
Hi.
Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Yes.
Well, I wanted to share how I had come to Dr. Tong, if I may.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Well, a young lady had...
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need
Hold on 1 second.
Hang up, and then dial your operator.
Hello?
Sorry,
okay.
B. Go on again. Hello?
Okay, B.
Hello,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speak a little louder, B, okay?
Okay. Well, I came to...
B?
Yes.
Okay.
Speak a little louder.
I'm getting an operator in my ear.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. Let's get... B has an operator in her ear. Can we get the operator out of her ear?
I can hear you now. Someone kept saying dial another number.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I have to hang up. I can't. It's a busy town.
Okay, let's see if we can get that fixed.
Oh.
Are you okay now, or?
No, I can't hear. It's a loud, busy tone in my ear.
Okay, hold on a second.
Sorry.
That's okay. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com.
Well,
if we can get Bea back on the line, we'll talk to
you.
Yeah,
while we're waiting, let's announce some news. This is kind of a bad news. We have... Okay.
Is that fixed? Okay, is Bea back on the line, or...
Well, are we on the air?
Yeah, we are, but is Bea on the line? She's not okay.
Okay, well, I want to make this announcement. We have been informed by KBRT that our contract is ending September the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, they have decided not to renew our program.
Mm-hmm.
So the September 7th, which is almost like 2 years from airing the program at KBRT, we are probably seeking to continue. I want to continue this program
mm-hmm.
through another channel because to my knowledge, there's nobody in medicine, and probably nobody in the world, that can obtain results so dramatically. And I'm sure there are other people that are better than me, but overall, controlling pain and everything else, they make it so dramatic where 90% of people feel better the very first time. I don't know of anybody in the medicine is doing that right now, and there are actually millions of people that are suffering. In fact, I got some
mm-hmm.
printout from internet, a lot of people write to me, and Elaine, why don't you share some of the
we'll be updating on our website where we will be airing after September 7th, so check out the website.
If you found something, we'll be announcing where we should be continuing the program, so stay tuned for the next few weeks so that you can find out where we'll be airing the same program
mm-hmm.
again, okay?
Let me read some of the emails we've been getting. Someone from Corpus Christi has been lived with RSD for almost 2.5 years now, and he is looking for alternatives in treatment. He has received a lumbar sympathetic block and has spoken to several doctors, and none of them have any answers. He asked Dr. Tong, can you please tell me what other avenues I can search for treatment? I am in so much pain that I can barely roll out of bed in the morning, and my normal day routine has changed dramatically. I used to run, walk, or jog at least 1 mile every day. Now I can't even walk around school, and he's 17 years old.
So compare this story with that of Kevin.
Right.
Yeah, unfortunately, he cannot come to me.
Right, he's far.
Yes.
Kevin's had 2 treatments.
Yeah, and
he's
awesome.
He's also from Utah. I'm also from out of state.
Yes.
And we have people from Connecticut writing. I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis around April of this year. I went to see my GI doctor today, and he scared me, telling me I have to be on medication the rest of my life. I've had one bout with the colitis from November to February, then I went to have the colonoscopy. He found a polyp, removed it, then he told me what I had, and proceeded to put me on Azacol. So if you want to check out our website, we have people who have also been diagnosed with colitis who Dr. Tong has treated.
Well, that's what James
has.
Yeah, you can call colitis, you can call it irritable bowel syndrome, you can call it Crohn's disease.
Right.
It doesn't matter what you call it. The whole joke is that it doesn't matter what you call it.
Okay. I think we have someone on the line. Frank, can we get him on the line?
Can you get Frank on the line?
Hey, Frank, welcome to our show.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, I have a question for Dr. Tong. I'm one of his patients.
Yes.
Hi, Dr. Tong. I wanted to ask you, when a person has a lot of flames on their lung constantly, what is that due to?
Okay, most of the time it's due to same thing, the spleen. Okay, you eat too much, actually due to food, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All the problem of a patient is totally due to what you do wrong in life. So that's very logical. Conventional doctors don't even address this point. The number one is stress. Okay. Number two is diet. Number three is toxin. Physical trauma, those are way down the ladder. The first one is stress.
Mm-hmm.
Stress, if you worry too much, you make your spleen
mm-hmm.
weaker. And if you eat too much sweet
mm-hmm.
creates phlegm. Okay, soy create phlegm, avocado, banana create phlegm, and spring get rid of phlegm. So when you get the spring get too weak, okay, then you cannot get rid of phlegm. The phlegm gets stored in your lung, and then you spit out. In fact, you had two treatments from me, right?
Yes, I had two from you.
Why don't you just summarize very quickly, because we're running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
What did you come to see me for, and what did I do for you in two treatments?
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Tang, the truth is that years ago in South Africa, I injured myself in the back lifting weights. I believe that was the cause of it, and I've been having a lot of pains in my arm and in my back. I have gone to doctors in Europe. I have gone to doctors all over the place. All they've been able to do is suggest that maybe surgery and surgery in my back, on my spine, might fix the problem. The other doctors have been giving me nothing more than muscle relaxers for years. And finally, a friend of mine told me that he has seen you.
Yes.
You actually cure him in one time.
Right.
So I decided, well, what the heck, let's take a chance. I went over to see you, and so far I'm not totally cured yet. I'm still experiencing some pain in my shoulder, but most of the pain has gone, especially the ones that I had in my neck and on my spine.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you had this treatment? How long have you had this pain now? How many years?
Oh, I had it for, I would say, about 7 years.
7 years, and gone to people and doctors in Europe and doctors here?
I've been in France. I've seen doctors in France. I've seen doctors in Spain. Of course, in Africa and South Africa,
mm-hmm.
and actually, I've seen about 5 different doctors here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, all the best they can do is put me on Voltaren, which is a very strong painkiller or muscle relaxer.
Mm-hmm.
And you had no improvement until you came to see me.
Not at all.
How did you find out about Dr. Tong?
Well, a friend referred him to me. Okay. And how much improvement? What percent have you improved now?
I would say out of the 100%, I would say that maybe 60 to 70% have gone away.
After only two treatments.
Yes.
And then you have 5 doctors here, one in Spain, one in France, okay? So, and then all they do is that they want to suggest risky spinal operation, mm-hmm. which could ruin you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think I gathered out of them is that they didn't know what was wrong with me. All they would do is give me medicine for the pain, and
mm-hmm.
one here in the U.S., the only thing he suggested was to do surgery on the spine and one of my vertebrae. He didn't think that was the problem, but because I kept complaining so much, he said, well, let's give it a chance. And I said, no, none of those. It seemed to me that they didn't know what they were saying, and I was not
going
to risk my fishing life.
Yeah.
These people.
See, right now, you proved that surgery is not needed, okay? Yeah.
Well, Frank, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks.
We hope we have, we wish you good luck, and hopefully we can have you on the show again to get progress on your improvement.
Thank you.
Okay, have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a quick free phone consultation, or call us now to make an appointment at 714-556-8664. We're located at 2790 Harbor Boulevard, Suite 300 in Costa Mesa. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Remember, check out our website. We will be posting where we will be airing after September 7th, when our show is not continuing anymore on KBRT.
Or call us at
the office. Join us for more Remarkable Cases next Saturday at 11:30 on KBRT AM 740. This is Elaine saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.